Good evening and welcome to the May 17th meeting of the LTD board. I'll start with roll call. Susan Cox.
Present.
Peter Knox.
Here.
Kelly Sutherland.
Here.
Lawrence Green.
Here.
Michelle Weber.
Here.
And Heather Murphy.
Here.
All are present. We'll start by with comments from the general manager.
Or president.
I don't have any.
Okay. All right. So, well, good evening, board. Good to be here. Enjoying this weather. It's actually turned a corner, I think, and it's fabulous. Just a couple things to share. You each have an invite in front of you for an event on June 25. That will be our company cookout. And this is going to be unique because we're going to honor all of our retirees that we could not honor through COVID. So we'll honor them between 2020 and 2023. And this will be an event that is long overdue and will help to bring our crew together. So we're looking forward to that. So you have your invites there. Also, would like to invite you to the bus rodeo, which will be held on July 16. Perry Adams will drive a bus again in a stellar fashion, from what I hear. But also would like to invite you all to participate if you like. Bus rodeos are pretty common across the country. Each system does a skills challenge, and then usually the winner of that goes on to a national competition. So we will we'll have that July 16th. We'll send this out by email.
Can we do that?
Sure. We will. Jake, can you drive? Jake says, yes, you can drive. May 31, we will be spending some time in Cottage Grove. We've been riding buses, and many of you have ridden buses with us. We're going to spend some time with Heather Murphy in Cottage Grove and using the Cottage Grove connector and also the fixed route to get us down there. So we look forward to that. And then on the following day, we have meetings scheduled with various city councilors there to grow that relationship. And then finally, just wanted to give you a brief update. Many of you are aware of the Oregon Country Fair. In fact, all of you are aware of the Oregon Country Fair. For years, LTD has provided bus service for that event. We had some questions this year around federal charter regulations. So we did seek guidance from FTA. We went through a process. We are in compliance with the federal guidelines right now because there was a solicitation for a private provider. No one did respond, so we are in the position to be able to assist. There were some parameters that we did put around that, providing that service. As you know, we do have a bus operator shortage right now and have had to reduce routes on public routes. So we had several bullet points, one being not reducing service to provide this kind of service and not reducing service to the public, not forcing bus operators to work on their days off, recouping all of the cost for the service as well. So we're working through those dynamics right now, working through those details with the fair folks at the fair. And we look forward to getting to a place where we can provide that service for this event. We know it's an important event for the community, but we also have to focus on our core and what we're actually paid to do, which is deliver service to the public. So just wanted to share those points with you. More to come on that. But with that, I'll conclude my remarks.
Thank you. Any announcements or additions to the agenda? Seeing none, we'll get into the agenda. First of all, we have Employee of the Month for April and May. Should we do which one first?
We'll go with April first.
Okay, we'll do April. Name in order.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, President Grimaldi and fellow board members. My name is Brian Penn. I'm the Transit Operations Manager here. And it is my pleasure for April to announce Transit Operations Supervisor Tracy Smith as the Employee of the Month. Unfortunately, he had a prior engagement tonight and was able to be with us. As much arm twisting as I tried, he was unable to make it. But in this, he's been with us since 2005, so a little over 18 years. And in that time, he had 10 years of safe driving as an operator and has previously been nominated in November of 2018, Employee of the Month as well. In this particular case, exceptional job that Tracy had done. He received word from a bystander that there was a person in distress over in front of the library. So with his military background, his training just kind of kicked in, went over to check on this person. They were unresponsive, blue lips, everything. And he immediately started chest compressions while the other public safety officers that were there to assist called 911. And the good news that came out of it is that they were actually able to get a pulse by the time the EMTs had transported the person from the scene. So really, I hope that you will all join me in congratulating him for being part of that life-saving effort. So thank you, Tracy. I appreciate it. Appreciate everything you do.
Next, we have the Employee of the Month for May.
Hello, board members. I am Bonnie Willard. I'm a field supervisor here at LTD. I've been with LTD for 10 and a half years. Came from the operator ranks, instructing ranks, and Cesar Saavedra has been nominated as April Employee of the Month, and he's been here almost 16 years, since 2007. He's had over 13 years of safe driving. The reason why he was nominated is just who he is. He had two great customer compliments the last couple months. One was he was doing a 41 and a passenger recognized that he pulled the bus over for a older gentleman that was in a walker, and he was a block and a half away from the stop. Not only did he pull over to pick him up, he got out and helped him onto the bus. The other one I want to highlight is when there was an active shooter situation at LCC last in February 22nd, he was doing an 81 and he had to turn his bus around, which causes concern for the passengers. What's going on? They want to know. And he maintained his calmness and he acted very professional and was able to convey the information and get them where they needed to go. But more than anything, it's who he is as a person, a peer, a coworker. And even for my operator ranks, I recognize him as being just a wonderful human being. I went around and I asked six supervisors and six operators to give me one word that describes him. And this is the list that I heard: polite, dedicated, compassionate, generous, crisp, nice, knowledgeable, conversationalist, reliable, dependable, intelligent, and for me, compassionate. He carries our values every day for this organization and represents LTD in the public eye on a daily, which can be trying at times, but still succeeds every day. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service to the community, everything that you do. Those are great examples of excellent work. Here's a pin in recognition. Here's a little gift for you, a letter from the board, a certificate. And I was piling up with enough. And last but not least, the wonderful poster.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, no, I just want to say thanks to the board of directors and the admin employees. I know the last 3 years have been quite difficult, you know, with COVID, worker shortage and everything, but I'm optimistic about the future. Thank you for everything you guys do, and
we're forward.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure. Ward, if you'll allow me just a point of privilege, I want to introduce you to someone. We canceled our board meeting last month, and I wanted you to meet Public Safety Officer Martindale. So Officer Martindale, I got an email from the police department that they were looking for an individual, and Officer Martindale was able to recognize this person, coordinate with the police. The police apprehended the individual, and he helped take a really bad person off the street.
without incident. So I wanted to recognize him. I wanted to recognize him at the last board meeting in my comments. But here he is today, and I just want you just to let him have a day, a moment in the sun for the hard work that he does. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, we have audience participation. This is a time for members of the public to address the board. Remember, you're limited to 3 minutes. Please state your name and city of residence. And I have one person signed up. That's Mr. Rob Zako from BEST.
Thank you, President Grimaldi. Members of the board, I'm Rob Zako with Better Eugene Sprinkle Transportation. I think I should get 6 minutes. I think I should give my April comments and then my May comments, but I'll try to do it in 3 minutes. My April comments are thank you to Jameson. We had a really good event on April 10th. Some of you got to attend there with former Congressman DeFazio and Lynn Peterson, Metro President, and very well attended, great event. Heard nothing but good things. You were outstanding. And then you and I got to speak up in Portland a week or so after that. So thank you very much. A lot of interest in transportation, the future of transportation in our community, and I think that's an encouraging sign. For May, I want to share with you, as you may know, the American Public Transportation Association recently announced 8 local coalition grants to, I don't know the names of all the organizations, but one in Everett, Washington, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, St. Paul, Minnesota, St. Louis, Missouri, Nashville, Tennessee, Miami, and Eugene, Springfield. So BEST is one of 8 organizations that got a $10,000 award from APTA to support you, actually. Our grant application, LTD support our grant application, thank you very much, is aiming to educate the public and help the public understand the importance of transportation along Franklin Boulevard, double-tracking MX, making that a complete street. We've hired 2 UO student interns already for the summer. We're going to be going and literally walking the street and engaging with students, engaging with people, engaging with businesses, and talking about that project. So we're looking forward to that. Thank you very much. Am I out of time? That was May. I'm done.
You're great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. And thanks for everything you do for our community and keeping us moving forward. That's great. Next, we'll move on. Oops, excuse me. Do we have any audience participation that is online? No hands. Okay. Thank you. We'll move on to public hearings. We have 3 this evening. The first is for the 2032 Community Investment Plan. That's correct. The second is for the proposed, that's the CIP. The second is for the proposed FY23 supplemental budget. That's this fiscal year. And the third is for the proposed FY24 annual budget. That's next year, obviously. For those intending in person, sign-up sheets are provided for anybody wishing to address the board during any of the public participation portions of the meeting. For those attending virtually, please raise your hand to indicate you would like to provide testimony. When giving testimony during one of the hearings, please keep your comments specific to the topic of the hearing. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak. When it's your turn, please state name and city of address. The timer on the screen indicates that you have time you have to speak and will beep when your time is up. We'll begin, before we open the public hearings, with staff presentations from Pam.
Good evening. Okay, as Gino explained, we'll have 3 presentations tonight. We're going to be talking about the amended community investment plan, the proposed supplemental budget, and the proposed annual budget. Requesting for approval for the community investment plan tonight to move it on to the board meeting in June where it'll be adopted. We are requesting tonight on the supplemental budget, we're actually requesting adoption for the supplemental budget tonight. And then for the proposed annual budget, that we're requesting approval, and then that will move on for adoption at the June meeting. Okay, so, all right. Right. You can go on to the first grid. So then one more. Oh, sorry. Okay. Keep going. One more. All right. This is our community investment plan is divided into two groups, improvements and state of good repair. For the improvements group, the project total that was approved by the budget committee in October 2022 was $157,474,570. This amount increased to $158,331,094 for the proposed budget due to changes made to four projects. The Glenwood Boardroom remodel estimate was dropped from the CIP as a separate line item. The Moving Ahead Design Refinement Project was added. An additional $450,000 was added to the website project, and the fiber mapping project was added. Does anybody have any questions on any of those projects? So, okay, you can move on. All right, in the State of Good Repair group, the original approved amount was $136,350,375. Changes were made to four projects to increase the project totals to $140,070,375. Under facilities, the bus wash improvements project is under budget, so the budget was reduced by $40,000. Under technology and infrastructure, project totals were increased for the CAD, AVL, and the ITS video systems replacement projects, and the IT hardware replacement project was added. So as mentioned earlier, tonight we are requesting approval of the amended fiscal year 23-32 community investment plan, and then if approved, we'll move forward to the June 21st board meeting for adoption. Are there any further questions on that? Okay, and then Gina, would you like to have them approve them one at a time or all at the end?
Why don't we do the public hearing and any action that needs to be taken one at a time?
One at a time. Okay, yeah. So that concludes the presentation on the community investment plan.
Okay, with that, I'll open the public hearing for the proposed fiscal year 2023-2032 community investment plan. And the members of the public in the room who would like to testify. Mr. Rob Zako would like to testify.
Do you want me to do it from here?
If you do it from there, so people who are watching can pick it up on the microphone.
I'm again Rob Zako, Federal Eugene Signal Transportation. I wasn't planning to testify. I didn't sign up. I haven't had time to look at this. I just saw the presentation you did. I just have a question about Moving Ahead and the Frequent Transit Network. A million some odd dollars added for Moving Ahead. I didn't realize that Moving Ahead was moving ahead. So there's just a question about that. And not really clear what the $55 million for the Frequent Transit Network is. I don't know, it's probably fine, but I'm asking the question. Thank you very much.
Moving Ahead. Would you mute the microphone, please?
So I have my helpers here tonight to answer your questions. So on the Moving Ahead project, I don't know if Jameson or Joe, if you guys want to take that.
Yeah, good, Tom. Or
Tom, okay.
Good evening. So really quickly, what you're seeing here is the result of processes that don't necessarily jive together. So the money that we have actually always used through Moving Ahead gets approved by the MPO. Because it's federal funding. We had planned to continue the Moving Ahead process design refinement before all of this happened. And so the MPO had approved that funding. And we had asked that it be added to the CIP. Since that time, so it's been several months, obviously that project has been paused. And what you don't see here, but what's going on is that federal funding that the MPO distributes. That represents an amount that we can use for other purposes. And so what we're proposing in the MPO process, and it's going through it right now, is to put the design money back into the pot and then draw that same amount out to use for the Frequent Transit Network Safety and Amenity Program, which is what the additional resources are being used for. Basically, that program is a project, as the name implies, that seeks to, at various locations along the MX system, make improvements to the safety of a given station or the amenities that might be at a station. But that's what that money is there for in a broad sense. So in essence, we've moved money that we had identified for moving ahead when that was a viable project. It's been on hold now, so we were able to move that money in to put it to good use on the Frequent Transit Network.
Thanks.
Any for the questions?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other members of the public wishing to testify? Do we have any online? Okay. And no action is required on this item since we're going to be doing it at a future meeting. Am I correct?
So in your question on the Frequent Transit Network, that's it's a combination of several different projects. So once my computer comes up and I can see the actual budget, they are detailed out in the budget document. That's either online or I can show you at the end of the meeting. Yeah. So.
Okay. Just one last chance for any questions from the board on the capital improvement program. Excuse me, community investment plan.
Okay. All right.
Seeing none, we'll move ahead. I'll open the public hearing for the proposed fiscal year 23-24 supplemental budget. And just a reminder, this is a time at the end we'll take a motion and vote for adoption of the supplemental budget. Any members of the public wishing to comment on the supplemental budget? Seeing none. Are there any folks online? Okay. Public hearing is closed. Any comments and questions from the board? Or Pam, did you want to say anything about the supplemental budget?
I do on the supplemental budget. There's one change I wanted to talk about a little bit on that between what we saw at the budget committee meeting. On the, if you can go to the general fund slide. Okay. Should be two more slides. Yep, that one. Okay. On the general fund, this one is the same as what we talked about at the budget committee meeting. We're moving the contingency fund amounts into personnel and supply and materials and supplies because they originally were taken out of there, and then requesting $371,915 for additional amounts that are a combination of personnel and materials and supplies. So, and if you can go to the next slide. Yeah, point to point, we did make a change on the point to point budget. Our original request was $430,000, and we've reduced that request to $53,000. And this is for the City of Eugene Bike Share Program that they came to us and asked for additional support in their program. And we are still planning to support them at the level that they requested, which was $250,000 over 2 years. The first part of that for this next fiscal year for the current fiscal year is $130,000, and next fiscal year is $120,000. After we were looking at the current year expenses in the point-to-point fund, we realized that we had some areas that we weren't going to spend the entire budget, so that we would be able to shift some budget authority around, and we wouldn't need the full $130,000 to be added to the budget. So tonight we're requesting that $53,000 be added to the point-to-point fund budget. And that it's a reduction of $77,000 from our original request. So, and that's our change. So.
Thank you, Pam. Any questions or comments from the board? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion. Sure.
Do we read the whole where at? The formal language, do you want?
If you look at the end of the agenda item summary, there's a proposed motion.
I think adoption of LC resolution number one. You want this? Which one is supplemental?
Supplemental, yes.
Yeah. We have 2023-05-17-018. It is hereby resolved that the LTD Board of Directors adopts the 2022-2023 supplemental budget as presented.
Thank you, Heather. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Susan. Any further discussion? Ready for a roll call vote? There you go. Heather?
Aye.
Michelle?
Yes.
Lawrence?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
And I also vote yes. That's unanimous.
Aye.
Oops, sorry, Peter. I went right by it.
That was fantastic.
Thank you for paying attention. Okay, now we've concluded that item. We have one more public hearing. It's on the proposed fiscal year 2023-24 budget. Pam, would you like to do a staff presentation?
I do. So I do have a few more slides on this one. I will summarize each of them and not go through the full presentation that we did at the budget committee hearing or at the meeting. Okay, if you can go on to the... Yeah, so the three documents that we use to prepare our annual budget are the strategic business plan, community investment plan, and the long range financial plan. Each of these documents is a key portion and provides information to prepare our annual budget. Next slide. Key factors that impacted the fiscal year 24 budget can be found on pages 12 and 13 of the budget document. And I'll just say a few words about each of them. Although our inflation rates have slowed, the supply chain issues continue to put pressure on our prices. For the fiscal year 23-24 budget, wages were estimated based on the new ATU contract provisions plus market rate adjustments. The benefit increases included 7% increase in medical insurance that is effective in January of each year. The next largest expense categories are related to our fleet. After receiving 16 of the 19 electric buses we ordered, a recall was received and those buses have not been able to be used to replace our aging fleet. For this budget, we estimated the impact of the electric bus recall delay on the parts and the fuel expense. On the revenue side, STIF funding is available to offset the cost of the buses, but only after they are placed in service. The STIF budget cycle is tied to the state's biennium, and if these funds are not used by June 30th or 23, they must go back through the regional allocation process. The state is aware of the delay in putting our buses into service. However, at this time, they do not have a way to reallocate those funds to the 24-26 budget cycle. Another consideration that we took was in the budget was the COVID-19 assistance. We are allocating $13.3 million of COVID ARPA funds to cover continuing higher costs per revenue hour. And this is about two-thirds of our remaining assistance. And then throughout the budget, you will see the impact of our reserve policy from the operating cash flows in each fund to sustainable services reserves. And reserves are an important part of our budget and are included as part of our budget requirements. And the long-range financial plan, we had already talked about that before. Next slide. So our staffing levels are shown on this slide. FY22 actual was 319.5, FY23 is 330.5, and FY24 is 369. The increase for fiscal year 24 includes 27 bus operators and 7 public safety officers, which reflects the district's commitment to improve work staff hours and safety. And the hiring of those positions is already in progress. All right, next slide. Overall, our budget this year or for next year will be $182,977,571. This is approximately $20 million less than the current year budget, which is largely due to reductions in capital projects and our transfers to reserves. All right, next slide. General fund resources and requirements. The general fund proposed budget is $83,674,079. And this is approximately $10 million less than this year. As you can see, the largest portion of our general fund resources are made up of payroll taxes at 65%. And the largest portion of our expenditures are personnel services at 57%. Transfers to the other funds total about 12% of the budget, and they are split relatively evenly between service support and capital project support. Okay, next slide. If you have any questions, just wave at me. But since we've already seen these before, I'm going to go pretty quickly through them. Specialized Services Fund has a budget of $11,598,951, and this is approximately $2 million less than the current year budget. And that drop is due to programs that have been discontinued. Some of them were stopped during the pandemic and have not come back. The General Fund provides 39% of the total resources in this fund, and federal and state grant support is the remainder, basically all of the rest of it. And the majority of this fund is spent for services provided in the Eugene-Springfield area for coordinated human service transportation. Okay, you can go to the next slide. The Medicaid fund budget is $15,523,595, and this is the same as the current year budget. 98% of these resources are payments for services, so this fund is nearly self-sufficient, as the general fund transfer only provides 2% of the funding for this budget. Okay, next slide. Our point-to-point fund budget for next year is $754,870, and this is approximately $225,000 more than the current year budget due to the addition of the pass-through to the City of Eugene Bike Share Program that we talked about at the supplemental budget, and efforts to complete grant-funded programs that are in progress. Safe Routes to School is the largest program in this fund with a budget of $287,890. And the general fund transfer here is used to support administration costs. Okay, next budget or the next page. In our capital project fund, the categories mirror those used in the community investment plan. The total budget for the State of Good Repair is $17,305,204, and vehicle replacement is the largest group of in this category. The total budget for improvements is $23,463,90, and remodel of the operations area at the Glenwood Building is the largest project here. Okay, next slide. The total of the capital projects fund then is $40,768,294. This is about $9.2 million less than the current year due to budgeting for more fleet replacements in the current year than for next year. And again, in the budget book, there are detailed descriptions of all the projects planned for fiscal year 24, and they can be found in the CIP section in pages 18 to 28. Okay, one more fund. Sustainable Services Fund. This reflects our desire to be sure that services will be able to continue no matter what the economic condition is. $11 million was transferred from our general fund cash reserves earlier this fiscal year into a new investment account that's being held separately from our other accounts. There are actually two parts to this, the fixed route, which is funded from the general fund, and the STIF, which is funded from statewide transportation improvement fund reserves that have been allocated by our state budget. Purpose of this is to fund programs that were started with STIF resources. So after the STIF resources end for a particular program, we can use this to continue that program if needed. Okay, last slide. So tonight we're requesting approval of our proposed budget, and if approved, the budget will move forward to the June 21st board meeting for adoption. So any questions on that? So that was pretty fast.
Pretty fast, but we spent a fair amount of time in this room.
Yes, we budget, did. So. Yeah. Yeah. Saving my voice tonight.
Yes. Any questions, comments? Okay, with that, I'll open the public hearing. The public hearing of the proposed fiscal year 23-24 budget. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to comment? Mr. Zako, please come forward.
Yeah, I'm Rob Zako, Executive Director of Eugene Sprinkle Transportation. Again, I don't know anything. I haven't had a chance to look at this. I just saw the presentation. I just want to focus on staffing levels. It looked like there's a significant increase in bus operators and public safety officers. That's a good thing. We need that. That supports that. Just my question is out of context of how does that compare to prior to the pandemic? What was the budgeted staffing? And I think that'd be 2019 to 2020 compared to what's being proposed for 2023 to 2024. Thank you.
I did take a look at that, and I have to tell you, I can't remember exactly what year it was. We did have in earlier years, and I think it was more like 15, 16, that we did our position level was 370. So very similar to what it is now. So the difference is that our service level isn't as much now for a lot of various reasons. So that's what's causing our costs to run a little bit higher for that. So,
any other testimony from the audience? Are there any people online who would wish to testify? Nope, seeing none. Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Once again, board comments or questions regarding the budget. Don't believe a motion is actually required on this. We'll be acting on this in the June meeting. Yes. Right. Thank you. Moving on to the next item, which is the board member reports, providing information about significant activities and committees that we all sit on. Are there any board committee reports, Pete?
Thanks, Gino. I'll try to keep this kind of brief, but first start off with the Strategic Planning Committee. If you guys haven't had a chance to read the summary about it, looking at LTD 2.0, the mobility management strategy, and there's one more thing I can't remember off the top of my head, but ultimately SPC is looking at the framework of things to look at how LTD is going to move in the future, and that right now that's not ready to go quite to the board yet for any kind of board action, but just want to keep it in your ear or in your head that this some really big ideas are coming down, and those will hopefully translate into how we can serve the community better. since we missed April's meeting, you may recall that I went to DC for the APTA legislative conference. You guys got a written report from me that gave more detail I just want to highlight a couple of things. Number one, the issues that are really, really burning nationally are the so-called fiscal cliff, which is where a lot of the pandemic era funding is coming to an end, and possibly some of the monies that were potentially going to be there or might become coming back because of the deal that's going down now with the debt limit. When that happens, there are a lot of transit agencies that are going to be facing some real challenges. We're not the only one, and some are much worse off than we are. And I could give you more detail, but I want you to take away that some of the issues that we're looking at are happening everywhere, and there's legislative priorities are really focused on those things that the federal government can do, which is mostly about money. and that, I think, is all I have. Back to you, Gino.
Thanks, Pete. Any other reports? Heather?
I received a few. I mentioned to Jameson earlier this evening that I received a few emails from constituents in South Eugene asking about Route 27, Bus 27. It's a route that hasn't been reestablished since the pandemic, and that was what they said. So letting them know that we would look into that a little bit more and give a response. And I attended the April, I wasn't able to attend May, but the Lane Act and many projects were discussed. It's a passionate group about transportation, lots of transportation engineers, and so lots of information. There are some projects in some of the bigger projects, and early projects are actually happening in South Lane County, which is great. So
thanks, Heather.
Yeah.
Other reports? Kelly?
I attended the MPC meeting, and there's more detail in the packet, but the of significance at that meeting, the decision was made and LTD supported these choices to have MPC be the governing body for the updating of the scenario for the climate friendly equities communities. And then the decision was also made and supported by LDD to include Coburg in that process.
Thanks, Kelly. Other reports? Okay, I'll do a quick one. We had a pension trust meeting this morning and this afternoon, both for the ATU and for the management pension systems that we're responsible for. It's the annual establishment of the portfolio balancing or rebalancing. I'm happy to report that in the last quarter, things were looking better in terms of investment returns. And for the future, we're going to go slightly a little more conservative, not because we want to earn less money, but because we want to lose less money in the pension portfolio. I'm impressed with the work that is done by our consultants and the information they present to us in terms of the reasoning behind their changes. So I feel we're in good hands with our pensions. Okay. We have no consent calendar this evening. The next item is a contract with our auditors, Moss Adams LLP. Pam is doing the presentation.
So tonight we're asking for approval for a contract to continue on with Moss Adams as our auditors for another 4 years. It was time for us to take a look at as their contract ended. And we've been very pleased with the services that they have had. We were able to search the state for other contracts, and we were able to find a very favorable contract that we were able to take along with Deschutes County. So that's what we are presenting tonight, is that we use the Deschutes County contract for Moss Adams Services for the next 4 years. The typical audit firm is adding 6 to 8% to their contracts each year. And so I know it's a large amount of money, $562,000 for over 4 years, but that does include more than the audit. So we have two additional services that we have to have them perform for us. One of them is they review our NTD reporting and to make sure that we're reporting consistently and accurately each year. And then they also review our STIF expenditures and how we're accounting for our revenue. So those two amounts are also included in this contract. And so we were recommending approval for that. So any questions?
Questions or comments from the board? Okay, I'd entertain a motion.
I move adoption of LPD resolution number 2023-05-17-019. It is hereby resolved that the LTD Board of Directors, acting as the LTD Contract Review Board, approves contract number 2023-16 as presented.
Moved by Michelle and seconded by Heather. Any discussion?
I just wanted to mention that Moss Adams is, we do business with Moss Adams at the nonprofit where I work.
Thanks, Kelly. Any other questions or comments?
Can I just add, Pam used NTD. Just want to make sure everyone knows. NTD is the National Transit Database. It's a requirement for the reporting that we do. Highlights how the system's working and allows the feds to compare it to other systems, but also helps roll into the formula funding process.
Thank you. Ready for roll call? Pete, I'll start with you.
Aye.
Kelly?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Lawrence?
Yes.
Michelle?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
And I also vote yes. That's unanimous. Thank you all. Next item was discussed as in the supplemental budget, but now we get to approve the contract for bike sharing funding for, let's see, it's contact 2023-04. Pat Walsh is here for a staff report.
Thank you, and good evening. Tonight, we are asking for your approval of a contract that allows LTD to provide support to the City of Eugene's bike share program. Over the past several months, it was made clear to us by the City of Eugene that they would have a hole in their budget of $250,000. We looked at this as a mobility manager and decided that it would be important for us to take a look at our resources to see if there was a way for us to provide either part or all of the support to plug that hole. What we found is when we went into our point-to-point budget that indeed we had grant money from that program that was available to support transportation options like the bike share program. And so that's where our money comes from. We also talked with the City of Eugene that this would be a one-time allocation of cash that would give them an opportunity to take another year to find other sponsors or find other streams of revenue to be able to support that program. So tonight we ask for your approval on that contract. Additionally, I mean, I also want to point out that we had thought we were going to bring this to you last month, but we had some conversations internally. We didn't think we needed to bring a contract. We found out we did. So if there's somebody that's tracking our meetings from our previous meeting, we're here tonight to ask for your approval. And we've backtracked. And Wendy Frisbee, our procurement director, is here if you've got any questions about how we're going to correct that in the future so we don't drop the ball again. So anyway, we're asking for your approval on this contract. If you've got any questions, I'm available to answer them, or Wendy is too. So.
Susan? I have a question. So the money has already been distributed?
No, the money has not been distributed. Okay. We backed the contract back with the city and said, we can't do this. We ran out of our lane, however that happened. And so we have to come to our board and get approval.
Got it.
So no money has gone to the City of Eugene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you for asking that, though.
Other questions? Seeing none, entertain a motion.
I can make the motion. I move adoption of LTD resolution number 2023-05-17-022. It is hereby resolved that the LTD Board of Directors acting as LTD Contract Review Board approves contract the Peace Health Rides - Eugene Bike Share Program contract as presented and amended.
Thank you, Kelly.
I'll second.
Pete, take your second. Thank you. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Heather?
Aye.
Michelle?
Yes.
Lawrence?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
And Pete?
Aye.
And I also vote yes. That's unanimous. Thanks,
Thank Pat. You.
Next item is the LTD board meeting structure and schedule. Jameson is presenting.
Sure. Thank you. We've talked about this previously, and we've actually modeled it the past two board meetings. Currently, we have a work session, which is the first Wednesday of the month, and then a board meeting, which is the third Wednesday of the month. We are structuring the agendas to have more conversation for the work sessions and for the board meetings to have action items that you need to vote on. So we feel that we can combine those meetings, combine it into one, give you a Wednesday night back. We'll be strategic with the topics at the work sessions. And we would start the meeting at 5:30 as we normally do and have our board meeting right after the work session concludes. Our goal would be to keep the work session around 60 minutes, 75 minutes, and then go into our board meeting. As Pete mentioned earlier, we have some LTD 2.0 that we're cycling through, and we're cycling through that with our strategic planning committee as well. So we're being able to have those conversations and cascade those into the work session. And by the time it gets to the board meeting, it would be simply a vote on the topic that would need that vote. So the motion or the paper before you now is simply to move to that structure, to that one combined meeting to be held on the third Wednesday beginning at 5:30.
Any questions?
I enthusiastically support this.
I agree.
I'm seeing lots of smiles. Yeah. Okay, any other questions or comments? I'll entertain a motion.
Let me see if there's any numbers. Go ahead.
I move adoption of LTD resolution number 2023-05-17-020. It is hereby resolved that the LTD Board of Directors approves adoption of the proposed public meeting schedule and structure as presented.
Second.
Moved by Heather, seconded by Michelle. Any further discussion? Can we do a roll call vote, Heather?
Aye.
Michelle?
Yes.
Lawrence?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
And Pete?
Aye.
And I also vote yes. That's unanimous. Next item is the updated district travel policy. Wendy Frisbee is in her report.
Oops. Good evening. So as you kindly introduced me, Wendy Frisbee, I'm the Director of Procurement here at LTD. And tonight I want to bring to you the updated policy that we have for travel that surrounds around our board travel and our employment travel. And so just as you guys know, LTD does a great job of supporting our staff, working on development and training. And so we want to continue that through our robust policy. And so we also have a requirement that we have for business need to travel on an occasional basis as well. And so in creating our policy, we kind of looked into those needs to make sure we were being equitable and fair and looking at best practices of the industry to make sure that we were updated with that. So in February of 2023, the board did dissolve their policy and adopted to move on to the employment policy that we have already in place for travel. And so as we were just updating again, we looked at best practices, what are the best needs of the board, what's the best need of LTD now, and we've come up with some changes for that. So in your packet, you guys should have a red line revision of the policy that we currently have for LTD, this employment, employee staff. And then there also, we just kept a copy of the actual dissolved policy for your guys' reference. But the major changes that we want to bring to your attention, the first thing we did is we're going to remove the use of a travel agent. We were using a travel agent to help book those flights Instead, what we've decided to do is to do more of like a procurement standard, which is a three quote process, so that all of our staff is able to look and get the flights that best suit their needs. And we're not having to ask personal information from our employees to get the flights booked, birth dates, traveler information. And so they're able to do that, and they're able now to do it like, you know, through an app instead of having to go through all this long process. But we still want them to use their district purchase card, or their P card as we call it. We also, what we're going to do is work for the board. Before, you guys were expected to pay all of your expenses on your own, and then you would be reimbursed. So one of those changes we're making is we'll help you make those airline travel books with them through Ally bookings. But for the hotels, actually what we're going to start doing is to do a prepayment on those, with cancellation policies, of course, in place, but to allow those to be prepaid, so you guys don't have to come back and ask for reimbursement on our schedule. You guys will just have that prepaid. But we'll still have the option that when you do travel with employee or within an LTD staff member, that we could potentially put that on their P card as well, so that we don't have to do the prepayment process. But just opening up some options for you there. And then the third thing we wanted to do was to, after having our presentation from Stephanie Hefner, we learned that we can, in fact, use mileage and rewards for our staff for travel, as long as it's for district travel. And so we are able to put that on for staff. Unfortunately, because of the policy, it also states that the board is not allowed to vote on something that's going to benefit their compensation package. So we can put this in place, but it will be for the staff only, and then for the board and future boards. And so just at this time, I have asked for any questions that you guys may have, or any additional comments that you would like to make, or any revisions to the policy that you guys would like to see.
Questions or comments, Susan?
I think this is so much more efficient. So three, you have to get, the employees have to get three bids.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then who do they submit that to?
So we have like our travel coordinator. So okay. Each department has like a person that coordinates all their travel that would help with like booking the hotel, and then making sure we have all of that paperwork in place. We've also developed a travel checklist that we've also done for our procurement side as well, to help fix some other issues we've had. So, but we have this so that traveler knows exactly what they need to turn into the person who's going to be booking their travel. So it just makes it a little bit easier.
So it's still going to be, you don't use the travel agent, but there still will be someone, you, I guess, within LTD. Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm just thinking about the three bid, getting three bids,
mm-hmm.
that airlines are so quick. I mean, you grab the ticket or it's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how critical, I understand you want to get the best price and everything, but that, I wonder if that's really necessary.
I think if we do that, actually with the travel agent, what was happening is mm-hmm. we were getting that and then filling out what we call our travel voucher.
Right.
And that would have to go through the approval process. And then it could take a couple of weeks to get that to happen. This should be a lot quicker, because that way we're not having to use a travel agent. The employee can go straight to that travel mm-hmm. coordinator and say, this is what I would like. We get it through, push through a lot faster.
Sure. So, for example, Jameson's getting ready to go to Hawaii or something like mm-hmm. that. And so he goes online Wednesday night when the tickets are at the lowest. He finds a ticket, but he's not able to book it. That's still, or anyway.
Yeah. So because it's not actually been approved. Like, so for our staff, we have to have Jameson's approval before right. we actually book that travel. And so maybe there's a way that we can reverse our policy and we get the approval ahead of time that we can go on this trip. And then when that happens, then we yeah. can just book that immediately.
Okay. Because that, I mean, that makes so much difference.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, do employees get to keep their travel miles? I really support them doing that, because when they're working, they're working.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
So with this policy, the adoption of this, mm-hmm. so should you guys choose, that does allow for that to happen.
Okay,
that's, we found that through Stephanie Hefner, that is a possibility if we word it so in our sure. policy. So yes. Good. And it also makes it easier, because then you can add it to your phone. And when you're traveling, if there are incidents that have happened in the last several months with people having flights mm-hmm. canceled on the fly, literally, right. that they can actually rebook instead of having to go stand in line at the travel agency or at the, you know, airline counter trying to get changes to their right. flights.
Well, I just know having booked two recent trips, that trying to get a seat on a plane, I mean, you grab it or it's gone.
It's so. Yeah. And so that's a great point. We can look at that procedure and maybe we just do a little bit of reversal. We'll talk with Jameson about that and get that resolved.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
If I may, I just wanted to add a little additional clarification on the relevance to the current board. So we recently had the presentation from Oregon Government Ethics Commission from Stephanie, and the per government ethics law, the board, any board is not allowed to vote on something that has any kind of financial benefit to themselves, only to a future board. So that is the case as it stands right now, but we are further looking into exactly what that timing means.
Question on that, does our action tonight impact the future board, or do we have to do something? Okay.
Yes, your action tonight impacts staff now and impacts the board members that come directly after you.
Thank you.
So it's bad timing for us, just kidding.
part of the question that we're asking is, you know, what does that future board actually mean? Is it Heather Murphy now, or is it, you know, Heather Murphy if she gets another term, right? So I think we're cycling through that a bit.
We are cycling through that. As the language means right now, it means the board member after Heather, even if you serve two terms. But we are seeking additional clarification on that.
Thank you.
And okay. Susan asked one of my questions. So.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask if you still had your questions. Yeah. So.
You're offside, Heather.
Points, because I've heard that so many different arenas. So it's curious.
Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you.
Other questions or comments? Okay, I entertain a motion.
I move adoption of LTD resolution number 2023-05-17-021. It is hereby resolved that the LTD Board of Directors adopts the district travel policy as presented.
Thank you. Thank you. Michelle has made the motion, seconded by Heather. Any further discussion? Do a roll call. Heather?
Aye.
Michelle?
Yes.
Lawrence?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
And Pete?
Aye.
I also vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next item is written reports. Quite a bit of information in those reports. If there are any questions or comments regarding those reports, now would be the time. Just a couple of comments. It's nice to see ridership going up. And I also noted that there were some improvements and changes and trying to respond to what's happening upriver. And those changes are appreciated by me and others, I'm sure, who live upriver. Any other comments?
I would just like to say I appreciate the ongoing frequency of social media. I know I say that every time, but it really, I think it's relevant. I mean, just every day when there's something happening, it's out there. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Susan. Any other comments? Great. Our next item is a discussion of any action or information items that for a future meeting that are requested by the board. Are there any items that the board would like to see on a future agenda that's not already planned? Okay, seeing none. Now is the time that we move into executive session. I have some information I need to read. The Lane Transit District Board of Directors will hold two consecutive executive non-public sessions this evening. Executive session one, the board will meet in executive session, non-public session, pursuant to ORS 192-660, section two, section D, to conduct deliberations with persons designated by the governing body to carry on labor negotiations. Executive session two, the board will meet in executive non-public session pursuant to ORS 192-660, subsection two, subsection I, to review and evaluate the employment-related performance of the chief executive officer of any public body, a public officer, employee, or staff member who does not request an open hearing. And just so we all know what we're talking about, we'll be just talking in general about Jameson's performance during his first 100 days or so. There will not be a break between executive sessions at the conclusion of the second executive session, as it is expected that the meeting will adjourn. Representatives of the news media and only designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All of the members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on any of the deliberations during the executive sessions, except to state the general subject of the sessions as previously announced. No decisions may be, made in the executive session. Each executive session is expected to last approximately 15 minutes. The meeting will adjourn at the conclusion of the executive session. So now I'll entertain a motion to move us into executive session.
So moved.
Moved by Michelle, seconded?
Second.
Seconded by Kelly. Do we need to take a vote on that, or yes, I suppose we do. No? That's a no. Okay. So we're moving into executive session. Have a good evening, everyone. I know you're sad to go, I can tell.
Wipe those smiles off your face.